As humans, we are much too selfish, of course. You know, we've been educated for thousands of years that we have the right. You know, the Bible says God gave man dominion over the birds and animals. And we've taken that to mean that we can enslave them and use them, when in fact the word actually means, you know, we're responsible for protecting them.
That's right. We're trees that can walk around.
Yeah.
You know, to look after the other trees, yeah. You know.
But we don't. No, we just we abuse it and we take advantage of it and we use it for ourselves.
We had another guy pop in from Repco Crew and I said, well, why don't you just, at the beginning of the round, what you need to do is you give people a litre of fuel as they come into our beautiful place. Say, how far can you get with that litre of fuel?
Mm.
And if you go over 40 k's an hour, you're disqualified. And if you kill anything, you're fined.
Yeah.
Why isn't it like that? And I said, why don't you give our kids something to aspire to?
Yeah.
Why don't you make your rally change the whole world's motoring?
Yeah.
You know, when you're just more of the same bullshit, bullshit, bullshit going out of the frying pan into the fire with our culture and our resources. And
meanwhile, we've got Australian people in Afghanistan and Iraq murdering other people so that they can protect the sources of oil, so that these guys can get 1 kilometre per litre.
Yeah.
That's what the cars get. You know, they can travel 1 kilometre on a litre of petrol.
That's what Iraq was all about. So we could just nip down to the shop and get some whatever we wanted.
Yeah, exactly. And acknowledging that today is the day that, that George Bush used as the basis of his great lie. You know,
yeah, September the 11th.
Excuse to go into Iraq and murder people over there and supplant the government, etc., etc. When in fact, you know, as has become apparent, the Iraqi people had nothing at all to do with the bombing of the Twin Towers.
No. Saudi Arabians were one first thing, supposedly.
Mm. But it's that whole propaganda thing, you know. The Nazi German people realised that that's the greatest weapon they had: control of the press, propaganda. You can educate people to believe anything. And now, of course, CNN. That's where we got all our information from. CNN is the news. You know, that's a totally biased and one-way view of the world.
If anybody wants to have a look on indie media, they'll have a backup of all the stories that can, you know, with concerning the rally.
There was some very interesting stuff about the protests, particularly, and not so much condemning us either, just reporting about Al Jazeera, for example, their website. You know, they have some great footage and information about the protests, and this is going out worldwide. So we didn't stop the rally. There was we stopped a couple of stages. Maybe those guys were smarter than us in the end, or maybe it's just that we were predictably more gentle.
Yeah.
And so we didn't put the boot in. And, you know, so we didn't stop the rally, but we made a huge point. Worldwide publicity now knows that Nimba is a focus of a protest movement.
It always has been.
Yeah, exactly.
And we got to remember that the rally going ahead was full of corruption. Corruption on it. Like, they've been working on it for 2 years. They spent $10 million of our taxpayers' money on dodgy deals before. And then they put another guy on the board of the council who was on the board of Repco at the same time. And the Repco were getting a rent-free office in the council chambers. Yeah. And then they didn't put a DA in for this thing. So, because
that was quite a clever bit of manoeuvring there. When we were waiting for this DA to come in, thinking it's going to be too late, And then all of a sudden the state government comes and says, no, you don't need it anymore because we've changed the law.
Yeah, that's right.
And here's the new law.
And they overrid 12 Endangered Species Acts and broke their own law. And then when Katie Milne put an injunction in because they did break the law, and on regards to an event, somebody doing an event, and they'd broken the law. And hadn't done a due process on the whole thing. So underneath all us lot moaning about it, they were rotting your taxpayers' dollars at the same time, $10 million worth to impose something that people around here didn't really want.
And they wouldn't actually even listen to Katie Bell. She didn't get the opportunity to speak because the judge said, the case hasn't got enough validity to go ahead. So she didn't even get a day in court.
Yeah.
But it looks as though she may well have to pay the bill, $45,000.
And also with Repco, I don't know if Repco is owned by the Rothschilds.
Is it the Rothschilds or Morgan? J.P. Morgan.
J.P.
It's
Morgan.
It's some huge, yeah. Bloody,
and
ugly
financial
situation.
It's the Bilderberg group. They're the big group that supposedly won everything. The secret societies, skull and crossbones, all that stuff, where they go and touch Geronimo's skull, Prescott Bush dug up in 1918. They nicked Geronimo's bones after he died about 1912, went to his grave, took his bones, put them in somewhere, and every American president touches Geronimo's skull so they get the power of American Indian spirit
to misuse.
So the custodians over there, they're now putting a thing in to get the bones back, the relatives and descendants of Geronimo. So that's who we're up against. We weren't up against Repco, who's got a shop in Moolumbah. We were up against the biggest, the big again, like we always are.
And there will come a point, I suppose, when we'll find out exactly why the New South Wales state government allowed itself to be manipulated by a French sporting company and an American financial giant. The Repco's not an Australian company. Yeah, it employs people in Australia, okay, but it's not an Australian company.
And basically, out of that, I think Gibbo's is a good place to buy your stuff.
Yeah.
Gibbo's in Lismore. We all got to get bits for our cars. Well, this is the tools that we've inherited, so we've got to run them on social. Gibbo's is a good place to go.
Funnily enough, Gibbo's had their set up in Kyogle. But during the rally,
did they?
Yeah, there was no Repco set up there. It was Gibbo's doing tune-ups and mechanical work.
Yeah, so I certainly won't buy anything at Repco anymore for the rest of my life. Well, I'll just break down. I won't go there. Well, I haven't even got a car anyway, so you know, it's Well, everybody else can go and carry on their stuff. While everybody's distracted with their mortgages and stuff, we've always got the same thing, watching their backs. Well, even though they don't like it and they don't know why we're doing it, that's what we do.
Yeah. So, in the aftermath, lots of people will be looking at to see what's happened and whether we've got our $30 million in this environment or not. For example, I know a friend of mine was employed to work in Kyogle over the weekend doing security. It was meant to be a camping ground there that was meant to be booked out with 250 people, and it was something like 30 or 40 campsites taken. So they just didn't come, you know. The big street party that was meant to happen in Kyogle on Sunday. Friends of mine were in town at 10 and 11 Sunday morning, and there was maybe 20 cars there. It just didn't happen. The Repco people had hoped, this is quite funny, the Repco people had hoped to have a bit of a day out at Toonabar Dam in the conference centre out there, and they were going to fly in the big wigs and notables and treat the drivers to breakfast or whatever, or lunch. A big day, but they didn't realise until the very last minute that the conference centre, the place out there, had been booked out 2 years ago for that night, so that a local couple could celebrate their 60th wedding anniversary, the O'Reillys in Kyogle, big family in Kyogle. So you know, there they are, there the Repco guys are ready to go out there. And I have to stop saying that. The rally people are ready to go out there and have their big party, and then they find, oh, sorry, this place has been booked out for 2 years, and no, we won't cancel them because they're friends of ours, they're local people. So that was lovely. So this was meant to sort of save Kyogle, this huge influx of money. It hasn't happened.